Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
A wise man once said, "Show me your checkbook and I'll tell you what you value." It's a simple concept, really. We spend money on the things that we believe in. We spend money to promote the values that we feel strongly about. And we spend money to further the causes about which we are most passionate. How we spend our money says a lot about us as people. That's why the U.S. Supreme Court decision in Citizens United v. FEC was so important. It's also why we as a society are so laser-focused on so-called dark money. It's the belief that people are spending large amounts of money to influence elections. It's the belief that if we can expose who's behind the money, then we'll know more about the candidate who's the recipient of the dark money. In short, we believe transparency will allow us to make better choices at the ballot box. Under our representative form of government, we basically elect people to represent our values and send them to Helena or Washington, D.C. to vote our values by proxy. People understand that concept at a gut level. That's why so many vote straight Republican or straight Democrat. The set of values contained in those party platforms tell us something about the candidate's beliefs. It's not perfect. Not every candidate believes everything in their party's platform, but at least it's a start. Which brings us to the judges. Every election cycle, we receive a flood of phone calls asking us for more information about nonpartisan judicial candidates. People are frustrated beyond belief because they're being asked to vote for a group of candidates about which they know nothing. We understand that frustration. So this year, in an attempt to provide just a little more transparency, we undertook the Judicial Candidate Spending Project. Rather than tracking political donations to determine who's supporting the 44 people running for judgeships, we went back as much as 30 years to determine to whom the judicial candidates themselves have historically given. And the results were interesting, to say the least. We used three sources to gather our data: the Montana Secretary of State, the Montana Commissioner of Political Practices, and an organization called Follow the Money at followthemoney.org. Of the 44 current judicial candidates, some have historically given only to Republicans or Democratic candidates. Some have contributed to candidates of both parties, and some have never made any political donations. The purpose of the project was not to pin party labels on candidates in nonpartisan judicial races, but rather to make available just one more data point for people trying to cast informed votes. Shockingly, of the 42 district court candidates who have made partisan political contributions, 86% of the contributions have gone to Democrats and only 14% to Republicans. Of the two candidates for Justice of the Supreme Court, 100% of their partisan donations have gone to Democrats, none to Republicans. In the case of Minnesota v. White, the U.S. Supreme Court said with respect to judicial races, people being asked to vote have both the right and the responsibility to cast informed votes. To view and share the results of the Montana Judicial Candidate Spending Project, please go to our website at montanafamily.org. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.